This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to a discussion on the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have with us Ammar. Am I the guest? I don't know. We're both kind of...
Ammar al-Shukri, and this is Bilal Khan.
Yes, and we are talking about Ash-Shakur.
The name of Allah Azza wa Jal, a beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ash-Shakur, and also Ash-Shakir. So these two both appear, or are both considered names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so one of the most... Okay, so Ash-Shakur is the appreciative.
Okay.
Allah Azza wa Jal is appreciative. The Lord of the heavens and earth is appreciative. He rewards for small deeds. First of all, He rewards us for our acts of worship in the first place. And every... Just the notion that we have reward is in of itself from His benevolence. Okay. Right? Like He doesn't need to reward us at all. But Allah Azza wa Jal rewards us for His benevolence. SubhanAllah, I'm just thinking right now of an article that was on online I saw this morning, which is of a slave who fled.
Oh, yeah. And his master wanted
from
him
his
back,
master.
Right?
And his master actually requested him back. This slave fled and became free in Ohio. I don't know. He was from the South, obviously. And his master wanted him back. And he said, you know, the plantation is basically it's going down without you. And so the slave actually wrote this really, really like witty, scathing like response to him. But it was very sarcastic. And he was just saying, you know, we're doing great. And I'm making $25 a month now. And my wife is making $2 a week now. And I'm not really sure going back to you where I was working for free is really the best business decision.
But the thing that I loved about that letter, he's like, look, I understand that if you're really talking about being just, then you would, you know, pay us for, you know.
Pay us back for all of our free labor.
Yeah.
So we are, you know, I've been working for you for 30 years. And so at $25 a month, and he added up to being $11,000. And he was like, if, you know, you want to start on the right foot, then let's work with that. And, you know, I was just reminded of this because the slave owner is not paying his slave.
Yeah.
He's not getting any reward for any sort of action that we do. Yeah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, even though He owns us a true ownership, Allah Azza wa Jalla, from His benevolence, everything that you do, the smallest thing that you do, Allah Azza wa Jalla rewards you for it. Mm. The sins that you do, Allah Azza wa Jalla counts them for it with the option to be forgiven at any moment in time. And not only that, He made it so that every good deed is 10 times, at the very minimum, 10 times rewarded. And every sin you only get once. And so of the companions, I believe it was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says, such good news for the person whose good deeds are 10 times more than their sins. Or like, how big of a loser is the one who their singular actions are greater than their actions that are multiplied. Like imagine your good deeds are multiplied. And your sins are singular.
Yeah.
And so he said, like, how big of a loser is the one whose singular ones are still more than their good deeds? It's like, you can only go to the hellfire if you actually try to go. That's really the only way that, if you don't try for paradise at all, that's the only way that you can enter paradise. But anyway, you can't enter paradise.
You can just commit shirk too.
Yeah. But that person also, subhanAllah, if they just ask for forgiveness, they will be forgiven. Right? If they just repent to Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jal is shakur. Allah Azza wa Jal appreciates the smallest things that you do, and Allah Azza wa Jal multiplies generously and generously and generously. There's a man in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw him like tumbling in Jannah, this man.
When you say tumbling, I'm imagining some guy doing backflips.
Sure, why not? Yeah. Guy doing backflips, front flips, somersaulting, all of that. And what caused him, what was this great deed that he did that made him enter into paradise? He simply saw an obstacle, I believe it was a tree, that was in the way of the Muslims, and he removed it. It was an obstacle, it was something that was like causing people nuisance or what have you, blocking people's way, and he removed it. That's it. Now, none of us, if we did anything like that, you might have done that already in your life multiple times, anyone might have done that. And when people are asking you to count your good deeds, like, you know, who are you and what have you done for Islam? What have you done for the Muslims or something like that? You're not going to count the time that you moved the dumpster from the front of the masjid, right? You're not going to count the time where you know, there was something in the way and you just moved it. That's not even something that you may even think about. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is so appreciative that he entered this person into Jannah because of that. A woman gave, she was a prostitute, she gave water to a dog. Allah Azza wa Jalla appreciated that. He entered her into paradise. There's a beautiful verse that I just want to conclude this part of the discussion with. And that was, it really hit me like a truck. And I remember it very vividly. I was in Taraweeh. It's the end of the fifth juz, Surah An-Nisa. And in that surah, I remember listening to the imam recite, and the imam was, you know, he's reciting verses that are very severe. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّنَّهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. Allah says, every time their skin is roasted, we replace them with new skin. بِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that they taste the punishment. And so it's very vivid descriptions of the hellfire in that chapter. And then, you know, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي تَرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah Azza just says that the hypocrites are in the lowest basin of the hellfire, they're in the lowest part of the hellfire. And my mind was just going in that direction. Like, this is terrifying, scary, all of that. And then the imam recites the last verse of that juz. And the verse is, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What does it benefit Allah to punish you? If you were simply thankful and believed. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And Allah Azza wa Jalla himself is appreciative and all-knowing. Like, what do you think I'm getting out of this? Like, what do I get out of punishing mankind? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. If you simply were grateful and believed. And I myself, how can you not be grateful? How can you be so ungrateful? When Allah Azza wa Jalla himself, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla himself is grateful, appreciative, alima, and knowledgeable. Allah Azza wa Jalla, because there's two aspects. You can have a person who's super appreciative and super clueless. Like, they're very grateful, but you always have to, like, spell things out for them. They don't notice when you fix something. They don't notice when you know what I mean? Like a wife, she did herself up for her husband. He completely has no idea. She doesn't notice that she changed her hair color. I don't know, whatever. Like, you kids with their parents don't even notice what they did, that they cleaned their room or they did. So you can have a person who's appreciative, but they are clueless. They don't know. And then you can have somebody who notices everything, but they're not appreciative. They're the person who scans the room and they see everything. They know what you did. They just don't want to say thank you. They don't appreciate it. And Allah
Azza wa Jalla says, they're just looking for a nitpick to see what you did wrong.
Yeah. Some people look for, they will notice everything that you did, you'll never get a thank you. But the moment you do something wrong, they're all on you.
Yeah.
Right? But Allah Azza wa Jalla says about himself, no. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla notices the quiet sajda. Allah Azza wa Jalla sees that tear that falls. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows that that dollar that you gave in that moment was the absolute best that you had. And that's why that dollar is worth more to him than $100,000 that was donated, you know, easily or without thought. This is how much Allah Azza wa Jalla appreciates, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is all-knowing. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla being a shakur should invoke in us gratitude, thankfulness. If Allah Azza wa Jalla is a shakur and Allah appreciates the actions of this person, can't I appreciate their actions? Whoever doesn't thank the people does not thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. Can't I be someone who's more appreciative to people, that I say to them, thank you for the action that you did. You didn't really have to do that, recognizing that they've offered something, right? And hoping that Allah Azza wa Jalla accepts from us and accepts from them as well. So this is the appreciation that a person who knows that their Lord is appreciative. You know, we said at the beginning of this series, there's a small chance that I might not have said this, and I just simply think that I said it, but there's a beautiful statement, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adorn yourselves with the characteristics of God. You know, that's something that we want to walk out with, of these series with, which is...
That's another good title. Like, one could derive a title out of that.
Yeah. But
the concept is great. Adorn yourself with the characteristics of God.
You're not going to be able to with all of his characteristics. And in fact, some of the characteristics that Allah has, you cannot have. It's actually haram for you to have, like al-kibriya. But in general, something like a shukur, something like al-rahim, obviously these are all aspects that we should. And that's what I wanted to share with regards to shukur. وصلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.